Good evening. Tonight I'd like to talk about fear. If I ask you to tell me a story about fear, I'm sure every one of us could tell a story of things that have happened in our lives that have pretty much just tore us up. And I'm going to talk about what we need to do with that fear and who we need to give it to. I'm going to start out by reading in Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 13. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will also help you. I will also uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who are at war with you will be nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God, who takes you hold of your hand, who says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" As we know, you know, when we have these fears happen in our life, we need to turn them over to God and let Him deal with them and not worry about them ourselves. You know, we've all had times where we've a family member been in an accident or had a terrific illness that they had to deal with, and or you've lost your job and don't know where your next meal is going to come from. But I'm going to tell a little story here about something that happened to Vicki and I 20 years ago. It was in 2003. I'm going to tell the first part of it, and then I'll tell the second part later. But we went to work thinking everything was okay. We knew the company wasn't in the best of shape, but a half hour before we left that day, they gave us a paper that said they were closing the doors. No warning, they was closing the doors that day. You know, we went home, we were scared to death. Both of us had just lost our jobs, two kids in college, house payment, car payment, all that we all go through every day. But, you know, we decided right then and there, you know, we got to put this in somebody else's hands that can help us through this. And that's what we did. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple other verses here, and then I'll tell the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Let's look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. 4, 6, and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading with the thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and mind in Christ." You know, by giving us everything to God, He's going to take care of it. He's going to help us through it. He'll always be there for us if we pray about it and do what we need to do to help things along too. Also, I'd like to read 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that He may exalt you at the proper time, having cast all your anxieties on Him, because He cares about you. Be sober..." So, we just need to make sure that we remember God at all times. Now I'll tell you the rest of the story. You know, we prayed about God helping us through this rough time. And then the next night, Vicki and I and Brianna were all sitting there watching television, all bummed out. And all of a sudden we get a phone call. And all they said was five words: "Go open your big garage door." We walked out there. There were 21 bags of groceries sitting in front of our garage door. I mean, we walked back in the house, tears running down our face. And, you know, we knew right then things were going to be all right. God was taking care of us. And I could, you know, and the rest of this part of that story is, within 3 or 4 years, Vicki and I had the best job we ever had in our life. And we look back on it now, something we was really fearing, God turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to us. You know, because of the work that we had and the things that we were able to do to help our kids get through school. So, you know, you need to remember that when fear is, it may look bad right off, but you put it in God's hands and let Him take care of it, and it's going to turn out all right. And we need to remember also that, you know, sometimes, like I said before, there's things that we need to do to help it along. We can't just sit back and say, okay, God, give me that job over there, or whatever I need. And that's not the way it works. So at this time, if you need the prayers of the church, just come forward and we'll help you any way we can. Or if you need to be baptized, let us know. The baptistry's ready and we'll be more than happy to baptize you as we stand and sing.